The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has put forward his own roadmap for a political solution to the country's 22-month-old crisis. In his first televised speech since June last year, Assad appeared among hundreds of his loyalists at the Opera House in the capital, Damascus. He presented a three-phase initiative to politically resolve the crisis, including a ceasefire followed by a national dialogue on a national charter and the establishment of a broad-based government and parliament. But he demanded regional and Western countries stop funding and arming rebels trying to overthrow him first.
The current government will call for the National Reconciliation Conference to reach a national charter that reinforces the sovereignty of Syria and its territorial integrity, to reject interference in its domestic affairs and to abandon terror.
Assad also urged Syrians not to take dictates from anyone, but urged Syrians to unite to save the country. The speech is commended by the political analyst Atif Dalia in Damascus.
In his speech, the president spoke about various fundamental points and considerations based on the real understanding of the crisis in Syria, that there is a political track that needs to be solved, and that this political track is consistent with what Syria has already proposed as political reforms.
The Syrian opposition swiftly rejected the proposal, saying they will accept nothing less than the president's departure. The Turkish foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoglu, also criticized the speech, accusing Assad of failing to accept his responsibility for the war in Syria. Both the United States and the United Kingdom have also reiterated calls for Assad to step down.